From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're covering the massive power blackout that hit the United States, New York City, parts of the Midwest, and some Canadian cities. To learn more about what may have caused this, we turn now to NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, this started, we were told that this is not a terror attack. What do we know about what may have caused this?
Well, it's still very unclear at the moment, but Mayor Michael Bloomberg, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, said, in fact, that there was no evidence the outage was connected to terrorism. The theory that seems to be forming is that there was an outage, perhaps up in Ottawa, that spread throughout the what's called the Niagara grid, that is, connects or that brings power to much of the Northeast and parts of the Midwest. We've seen power outages as far west as Detroit and as far north as Upper New York State and Vermont and Connecticut. All of those lines are interconnected. There was smoke seen coming out of a power substation in Manhattan. However, officials are saying that that wasn't a fire. It was the result of the substation shutting down because of the power outages, and the smoke was sort of a natural occurrence. So it's not clear exactly what caused it, but it seems to have all been related to an overload in the Niagara grid. Of course, we've had temperatures. It's been part of the hottest part of the summer, temperatures in the 90s. It may well be that all of those air conditioners and other power uses may have been a contributing factor to an overload in the system.
And in a case like this, I'm wondering if there's some sort of secondary system that if they can shift to another power grid in another part of the country.
They can, and I don't know all of the technicalities involved, but they are able to borrow power from other parts. Here in Washington, for instance, we're not affected at all. Presumably, they can shift some of that power grid. I should say that, you know, there has been a bit of a standstill in many areas, though. Commuter trains have shut down, and flights have not been allowed to go into New York.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Brian Naylor.